This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ron Ralph. Ron is one of the great fixtures in private equity and healthcare. He's a partner at Crow. He's had a magnificent career. He's having a magnificent career. We're going to talk to him about how private equity has evolved over the years that he's watched this into a major player in business, in investing, in healthcare, and everything. Ron, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Thank you. And thanks for the kind words. They're always appreciated. As Scott said, I'm a partner at Crow LLP. I am the partner in charge of healthcare audit, tax, and advisory services. I've actually been with Crow for 33 years and have spent that entire time in for-profit healthcare, which, you know, has been fantastic because it allowed me to participate in the initial wave of the PPMC industry back in the 80s and 90s with FICOR and Med Partners and the like. So I think it gives me some perspective on what's changed from then to now.
And take a moment and talk about back in the day, because you and I date back to about the same time in business, in professional services, in healthcare and so forth. Talk about the involvement of private equity then and now. What's the difference?
I think fundamentally, Scott, private equity today is just a much better partner. Back then, it seemed like a lot of the transactions were purely financial based, a big hedging activity, trying to buy low and sell high without much thought, much understanding of the industry. You know, so I think private equity partners today are just fundamentally much better partners. They are, you know, back in the first wave, I think there was just a lot of cost reduction, layoffs, trying to improve EBITDA via reducing costs. And today, I truly think that the best private equity firms, and most of them are really good at this, they're trying to build value. You know, they buy practices, they integrate them, they look for efficiencies. The ancillaries, where they can develop ancillaries. So, for example, you know, if that one urology group is not large enough to have radiation oncology, as groups consolidate and come together, they inject those kind of ancillaries like lab and radiation oncology. And they're really just, I think, much more adept and much more focused on building better businesses. And that's what I've seen come a long way too, is just the business side of healthcare in the provider ancillary and services space. And I think the PE firms are doing a great job in that arena. I just see, if I may add a little bit more, there's really a focus on improved patient care. And as payment models evolve to value-based, I just see a lot of these private equity roll-ups and businesses doing a much better job of being positioned to have the technology, to have the data, to have the infrastructure, both people, capital, and systems to really take advantage of and be successful in those arenas.
And talk for a moment about when you got started, or even 10 years ago, were the typical buyers private equity sponsors? And I hear what you're saying about the old days. It was all sort of financial engineering and very little business value and really shepherding businesses. But, you know, what percentage of deals that you did 15 years ago involved private equity funds? Or what amount of the Crow practice, Crow Chizik back in the day, was private equity focused versus today? How has that changed?
Yeah, Scott, it's changed dramatically. I mean, back in the day, you know, probably 30% of our client base was private equity backed. And today it's probably 70% private equity backed. And I think, you know, the reason for that, you know, is much more a cottage industry. We were just getting involved with the HIPAAs and the need for technology and meaningful use and EHR and the need for capital to make all of that happen. And so it's just evolved dramatically. I think, you know, clearly the demographics of the provider space as well as the business side have changed as well. A lot of people coming out of med school are very content and expect to be more of an employee than an entrepreneurial setting up their own shingle. So that played into it as well. But I think a big part of it was just the, I said back in the day, you know, providers were taken advantage of by hospitals and insurance companies, largely based on the utilization of technology and data. And the provider industry has come a long way, thanks to the private equity support and sponsorship and capital in closing that gap. So it's been a dramatic shift to where today, like I said, 70-80% of my client base is private equity backed, and really should be, because there's value added and better positioning today.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit about, so 70% of the practice base right now, somehow or another, touches some kind of private equity. That's so different than when we started. And talk about this. And you mentioned some of this. When we started doing private equity 15, 20 years ago, the people that inhabited private equity were sort of the hardest elbowed, sharpest, not necessarily nicest people. How has that community evolved as well in total?
Dramatically. I mean, they've just learned so much and you know, become really astute at the business of healthcare. And also, I would say, you know, part of the reason, Scott, I've always said I enjoy this industry is half the battle is knowing what you're doing, and the other half of the battle is the psychology of the physicians and providers involved. And I think private equity's come a long way on both of those. I do think they do a better job of identifying the right partners up front, the partners who are willing to have business people at the table. They've also come a long way in understanding the business side of healthcare and how they can, you know, help the practice. In the old days, you know, I think it was truly the physicians thought, okay, I'm going to give up a bunch of comp, but I'm going to get a big check today. And that just turned out to be not sustainable. One, the doctors who got the check soon forgot about getting the check and were wondering why, you know, the PE group was getting a share of their income. And they also had trouble recruiting because of that. And so today, the PE, people involved in PE, and I also think they've done a great job of injecting operating partners to assist them, true experts in the operations of practices and healthcare entities. But fundamentally, I think that marriage, that gap has been closed dramatically between being a pure financial play to being a, we need to understand the business, we need to improve the business, and we need to understand providers and how we can continue to add value in order to recruit and grow and add new practices.
Fantastic. Ron, you've had this brilliant practice. Where can people learn more about you? How do they reach Ron Ralph?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, and that's a great way. But ron.ralph@crowe, which is crowe.com, is great. And, you know, Scott, like you, you know, we built our practice based on relationships like yours and my relationship. And I'm a believer in we all do better when we all do better. So I'm, you know, happy to help anyone I can. And I take a really long-term approach to that. So those are the best ways. Email. LinkedIn, I'm on as well, and through people like you, Scott.
Ron, thank you again for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Always great to visit with you. I hope that your colleagues, Bob Scheller, Tom Galusius, are all behaving themselves greatly. Great, great people. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Likewise. Thank you, Scott. Have a great new year.